Albany Pro Music is working on a collaboration with the Archive Partnership Trust for the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. It's called John Brown's Body, The Civil War, Wall Whitman, and Ralph Vaughan Williams. They'll be performing choral music from and about the Civil War, and the Archive Partnership Trust will present images from its collection that relate to the music being performed. The event is emceed by Lincoln scholar Harold Holzer. It'll take place Saturday, June 9th at MPAC in Troy. We're joined now by Albany Pro Musica Artistic Director and conductor David Griggs Janauer and the Archive Partnership Trust's Bob Bullock. David, Bob, good morning. How are you?
Hi,
morning, Joe.
How are you?
Wonderful. Good. It's good to have you here. So let us begin with you, David, as how this all came about.
Well, it actually came about through Bob. I was planning my season
for
this year.
So, Bob, let's start with you. No, go ahead.
Well, in fact, Bob came to me and, Bob, why don't you tell the story? I think you tell it better.
Well, David knows, and Joe, you know, because we've done so many collaborations, including Power of Words, to try to bring the history to life through the words of the people who comprise the period. And so, you know, it's so difficult to try to figure out how to bring the Civil War to life. Everybody tries. But I think, you know, having historians sit there and talk about dates and places and names and things like that doesn't do it justice. And because I've had the opportunity through our good friend Harold Holzer, one of our board members, of really listening to the words of the time, it just seemed like we had to do it, and there's nothing that really makes people emote quite so wonderfully as music, and there's no one who emotes quite as well through music as David. David, back to you.
And Bob and I have known each other for a long time, and Bob's wife, Anne, has sung with me on and off for years, mm-hmm. was a president of Pro Musica at one point, in fact. So Bob said, what can we do together for this Civil War sesquicentennial and the conference that Bob is part of? And I immediately thought of Ralph Vaughan Williams' Dona Nobis Pacem, which has a Latin title, but it's really mostly in English, and it's mostly Walt Whitman Civil War texts. And it's a longtime favorite piece of mine. We've done it before in the distant past. And so Bob and I together started to stitch a program out of images, readings, various texts, and music.
As far as the text goes, that can be your choice then.
Well, I chose the pieces that had texts that really fit the kind of broad outline that Bob and I had talked about. And then Bob, with the help of several people who he'll mention in a minute, filled in with readings that complemented the texts I had already chosen. So, for instance, we're opening with a version of America the Beautiful that the audience will sing along with. And we're ending the first half with the familiar battle hymn of the Republic, which just in this context fits in a concert, and the audience will also sing on that. And in between, Bob, we have a whole bunch of interesting people.
The number of readings, we have four wonderful readers. We have Barbara Smith, Albany Common Council member and also professor of English literature. Rex Smith, who no stranger to these microphones.
He's a baritone, right?
David Soares, Albany County District Attorney, and Benita Zahn. Those are our four readers. And we selected them because of who they were, what they have done for the community, and also their understanding of how to use words powerfully.
As far as the images that will be shown, right, these are from your archives?
In part, some Library of Congress, you know, because it was the first war to be truly chronicled using photography. And so, you know, you have to draw from the very best. And so we have a lot of Matthew Brady images in there. And Barbara Smith sent me one this morning, you know, because, you know, she said, you know, Bob, people need to really understand this experience. And so actually, Barbara, I gave her a special concession. Everything else is primary source. Barbara said, there's a book called Jubilee that's more contemporary, but it speaks to the Civil War experience. And she said, I've never seen the experience of a slave captured quite so well. So she sent me the words, and then she sent me this image of this individual who had been whipped during the course of the war. And it's powerful. David and I were just talking about it. He hasn't seen the image. I showed him the words. But it's, you know, I think that for folks to consider the Civil War, if they think it's all about folks, you know, riding off with clean uniforms and flags flying and, you know, and smiles on their faces, that's not it, you know. Mm. And so for us to truly understand the sesquicentennial, we really need to kind of get in there and talk about the reasons for the war and the outcomes.
Which is why Whitman is such a great place to start.
Absolutely.
Whitman's writings on the Civil War are really poignant and dramatic and touching. And there's a piece that I've been wanting to do for a long time by Kirk Meacham, who's a San Francisco composer. And he wrote a suite based on his own opera, John Brown. He wrote a suite called Songs of the Slave, which has some terrific choral movements in it, and a solo for a soprano and a solo for a baritone. The baritone is Frederick Douglass, and the soprano is the wife of a slave who's gone off to war. And she says, "I hope that you will come back, because if you don't, I will be sold to a less a more harsh master," and which is exactly what happened. It's a true story. And so we have this wonderful piece about slaves and the battle hymn on the first half with the readings, and then the second half is really all Whitman.
Mm. When it comes to, I was struck when you said that there would be a couple of places for the audience to sing with you. Does that throw you off at all?
It doesn't. In fact, it excites me very much. I think that, well, choral music is really a communal thing, maybe more so than almost anything else we do. People who can sing get together and week after week and really form a community. And I think the community should include our audience. And the easiest way to do that is to have our audience participate. Besides, the audience knows Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, and they know America the Beautiful, and they should participate. They shouldn't just watch.
But they don't do it as well as you do.
we'll have the microphones facing us then. But it's sometimes surprising at how lustily the audiences will sing along when they're genuinely invited to.
You bring out the best in them, and they would bring out the best in you.
Well, I the music certainly will bring out the best in them, I hope.
Yes. Okay. Very diplomatic answer. I'll accept it. Very nice. Bob, as far as the, I assume that this fits in with many other things that you're doing on the 150th anniversary of the Civil War.
We are. We're doing everything from, we've actually done a couple of events in New York City, and we have one coming up in February 2013. We just got the affirmative word from Judy Collins that she's going to be doing a program for us on music of the Civil War down at Cooper Union in the Great Hall, where Lincoln spoke. We're doing a documentary with another public broadcaster in the central part of the state. But that week of June 9th, of course, the concert being June 9th, on the 7th and the 8th, we're doing a three-day conference called The Civil War on Trial with Albany Law School, and it looks at the Civil War from a legal perspective and a governmental perspective, and we're bringing in scholars from all over the country. And this is the capstone. You know, this is really the crescendo, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're going to, in fact, many of the presenters are staying before they catch their flights home, and they're going to be coming over to MPAC, and what a majestic setting it's going to be. And what
you know, it's really the perfect place for it, because for good reading, you need good sound for the audience, and for the images, you need good screens and good computer equipment, and MPAC is state of the art. And of course, acoustically, the concert hall is fabulous, so we're looking forward to being back there for this.
That is, it's a beautiful, we had our first live remote from there about 2 weeks ago, and it's just a stunning place to be.
It's really beautiful, and you know, they built it, Johannes over there built it in such a way that the hall that seats over 1,000 people feels much more intimate. It feels easily half the size. You feel like you could touch the back rows of the audience.
Hey, is when you're the person who was taking us on the tour, who did a great job, brought us on the stage and said, "Look up," and he said, "It doesn't seem like much, does it?" Mm-hmm. As far as the size of the house. And you say, "No." And then we walked around to the very back seat of the house looking down. You go, "Wow. You know, this now it seems really big."
Yeah, it's quite a bit larger than it feels like. And you just feel that you can talk to the audience from the stage and they can hear you in a more personal way than you can in a massive concert hall.
There's almost an intimacy to the space that I really love.
It's remarkable.
And again, those images shown will really off as well. Beautiful. As far as the event, it takes place on June 9th at MPAC in Troy. It is presented in conjunction with the New York State Archives Partnership Trust Conference, The Civil War on Trial, Legal Issues That Divided a Nation. You can find out more information by going to albanypromusica.org. Am I right on that?
That's correct.
albanypromusica.org. albanypromusica.org. Again, John Brown's Body, The Civil War, Walt Whitman, and Ralph Vaughan Williams will be performed on Saturday, June 9th at MPAC in Troy. David Griggs, Jan Auer, and Bob Bullock, thank you very much for being with us. A delight to have you both here, and best of luck on June 9th.
Thanks, Joe. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.